Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
You know, I've said it many times, Friday Night Lights is for the high school guys. Bad, bad decision to stick the Indiana State game on Friday, September the 8th. Why? Anyone care to read into the high school schedules? It's always rival Friday. We got North-South that night, Edgewood, Owen Valley, Linton, Sullivan, heck, even the Terre Haute schools, North and South, playing Terre Haute that night. Ridiculous. Meanwhile, USA Today on Tuesday listed the Big Ten power rankings coming out of spring ball and posing the biggest questions for each team. Indiana, 13th ranked. The question they posed, can Indiana put the pieces together defensively in the secondary and as a unit all told? Head coach Tom Allen.
I like the depth of our safeties. Even though there's some young guys there, there's a lot of guys there. And the ability to, and we've had some issues in the past where, you get one guy goes out and there's a major drop off. And so, you got a chance to have, our whole secondary, even though there's some new faces, there's more length there, there's more volume there. I want to see our D-line to continue to have a domination mindset, to be able to take a game over. Bottom line is that I believe that you're only as good as your guys up front.
Tom Allen, numbers don't lie, and he knows it. So, yeah, work to be done. Just got to go out in the fall and review USA Today wrong.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Remember running back Samson James made his first start in the 2019 bucket game, had the touchdown, 118 yards. The Hoosiers won the bucket in double overtime. We haven't seen it since. Long story short, he played sparingly as a sophomore. Offensive coordinator Kalen DeBoer left. Nick Sheridan moved in. He didn't play that much, James. We had COVID, of course. We had the shortened season. James in up and left Indiana for Purdue, transferring up there. Well, now he's left Purdue, according to his Instagram, and he's back here, apparently, from what we gather, walking on. I don't know. Can't figure these kids out. Do know, though, this being the 26th of April, Tom Allen has until Sunday now to shop around in the transfer portal post-spring. Anything, Tom, in particular?
O-line, D-line would be the emphasis initially, and then probably a skill guy on each side of the ball outside of that. So that's kind of where we're at, where we're thinking, and we'll see what's out there. And obviously, it's a whole new world of all that. It's different for everybody to be able to have that as an opportunity and new world to adjust to. But yeah, it gives us an opportunity to go out and kind of see post-spring where you're at.
It's a new world, all right, the transfer portal. We'll see how that happens between now and Sunday for Tom Allen. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.